Welcome back to the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff. This week we have Breshvik and Dr. Tasty.
What's up?
And the Southside Santa.
I am currently here.
What have you guys been up to? Have you fought any supervillains or done any heroic deeds?
I think I punched another planet to death.
That's pretty good. Was it an evil planet?
You know, with me, that could be anything.
Santa, did you do anything good for the people of the world?
I blindfolded a meter maid for a while.
Oh, good. Lots of, that helps a lot of people.
Yeah.
So, I have a story about a hero that went horribly wrong, and a story about a villain that went horribly wrong, relative to their own goals. Which one do you want to hear first?
Let's hear about the hero.
Good, evil.
Okay. A man was going to look like the hero when he saved a girl that he liked from kidnapping. 15-year-old that, you know, didn't want to have sex with him, and he thought, oh, if I save this girl from being kidnapped, then she'll like me. So what did he do? He kidnapped her. He told her to meet him to buy weed, and then he wore a ski mask, and when he put her in the trunk of his car, she died. So now he's on trial, and he may get 25 to life.
That sounds like every dorky fantasy I've ever heard.
That's the dorkiest, and also the murderiest, because or manslaughter.
Well, that I think I even saw a skit on a comedy show about this sort of thing before, where you're like, you like something, or you want to get somebody's like attention, so you're like, what do I do? Well, I put him in a haphazard situation and then save the day, quote unquote.
See, he's not the hero that anyone deserves or needs. But we shouldn't laugh. This girl died. It's sad. But he's just such an idiot. I imagine he's like, he's got, you know, he finally did it and he's got the ski mask on and he goes, he's like, yeah, I did it. And he opens the trunk and he's like, oh. He's like, what could possibly go wrong? Well, that.
You know what the other funny thing is? I like that he assumes that the girl's just the one to get in his pants.
Right.
Like, right after he saves her. Because, yes. You know, that's what kidnapping victims want to do right off the bat, sleep with their saviors.
I know that whenever I go through something traumatic, it really puts me in the mood.
He would have been better off kidnapping her and being the kidnapper, and then eventually just waiting for Stockholm Syndrome to kick in.
The fake name that he used was Butterfield. So that's mildly amusing.
Mm-hmm. Right. Butterfield.
As if that wasn't bad enough, there's a villain. His name was Glendon Crawford. But he actually also went by a pseudonym. His middle name, Scott. Man, people do not have good hero or villain names anymore. Butterfield and Scott. He went into these synagogues, and he was calling up all these different Jewish groups, asking if they had any kind of technological assistance so that he could defeat the enemies of Israel. Now, he didn't really care about Israel. He didn't really care about Jews, because Glendon Crawford, a.k.a. Scott, is a card-carrying member of the KKK. What he wanted to do was to get enough technological assistance to build a truck-borne industrial-grade X-ray system, or remote-controlled death ray, a radiation beam, to attack Muslims with, and other individuals and targets. You know, so the FBI very quickly found out about this, because when you start calling a bunch of Jewish organizations and Israeli groups, you know, probably most of them are going to call the FBI when you tell them you're trying to build a death ray. In fact, not only that, he got it from both sides, because when he contacted his local Klan leader and asked him for help, the Klan leader also called the FBI and said, no, I hate people. I hate a lot. But I don't think I'm in the business of creating a death ray. So he's now been charged with trying to create a weapon of mass destruction. I like the guy that he tried to get to help him, who was like, he was an industrial mechanic. This is what he said at one point, you know, according to the affidavit. He said, so I mean, I have to admit, I'm nervous. I've never been involved in anything like this. Okay, well, you know, as long as I have some, you know, good separation and plausible deniability. Yeah, you don't. Because now they're both being charged with, by the FBI, with creating a weapon, or attempting to create a weapon of mass destruction.
Well, that's, I don't know how you... Well, let me get this straight. He accidentally got into this, or that was his intention to create a death ray?
Well, Crawford went around trying to get the resources. He went and found this guy to help. And very quickly into this process, he knew what he wanted to do. He didn't realize that half the people, or more than half the people he was actually soliciting, were undercover FBI agents.
Well, that's just entrapment.
And at one point, he was sitting in a, like, I guess, I like to think like a diner or coffee shop, talking to the FBI agent about the specs and showing the technical details for this death ray. And that's when he pulls out his card and says, by the way, I'm a member of the KKK to the FBI. Class act right there.
Well, I'm curious what the NRA, what their official stance is on death rays. Because we have a constitutional right to arm ourselves with not only guns, but I think that that also means death rays.
That's right. I think so. I mean, don't try to come and take our death rays, because they're protected by the Second
death
Amendment.
Ray,
but is
out,
a death
out
ray
of my cold dead hand?
Is a death ray a gun?
It technically, right? I mean, it's a laser gun. It's a giant laser gun.
Now they said weapon of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. Now, would this cause mass destruction?
Because well, it would cause a lot of radiation sickness.
I know people who can fart and cause a lot of radiation sickness. So that doesn't mean that
you can also
they're
just
not weapons of mass destruction.
You can just bust off the door of a microwave and point it at somebody.
I'm surprised he didn't just do that. I mean, he obviously wanted to do this thing right.
Yeah, well, he should have done the microwave thing. Then we would have a new villain to fight called Microwave Man.
There's already, I think, several Microwave Men. It's not a very original name. They just take the weapon that they use and then add man to the end of it. Kind of like how there's like 8 freeze mans. It's like, come on, man.
Well, we usually kill them, so we need fresh recruits.
That's a good point.
Well, which is good because they come frozen, you thaw them out, you throw them out on the street for a while, and then they're already fresh.
Yeah, you get Frozen Man to fight Microwave Man, and, you know, it's a TV dinner. Here's Crawford's quote that I think this is what he told the FBI agent. Well, tell it to the treasonous bedwetting maggot in chief. He started bringing the scumbags have wholesale as he got in charge.
What?
Did he get confused as he was saying it? I think so.
I think he was treating this as a forums post.
This is, I don't understand half of this. He directed the INS to start bring, oh, I think it's supposed to be INS, to start bringing muzzies, is that a derogatory term for Muslims? Without background checks, your background gets scrutinized more to join the army than scum gets to come here. They don't have to follow any laws. I didn't know that if you immigrate here, you don't have to follow any laws. It's new.
Yeah, there you go, you're good.
Cool. And the administration has done more to enable government-sponsored invasion than the press can cover up.
Well, they've reported on this case, therefore, bada boom, bada bang.
Blah, blah, blah. Then he goes, be pissed, I am too. I've been warning this was coming. It's here. What, death rays? Is that what he's saying? He was warning...
What is he warning us against?
He was warning against his own death. It's like, all right, everybody, I'm pissed off. I've been warning you that I was going to make a death ray, and now it's here.
It's one of those things where they're like, I'm going to flail my arms like this, and I'm going to walk forward. And if you get hit, it's your own fault.
That's right. What did he, I mean, why was he going for Jewish organizations? Did he think that the scene at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark was true?
You're telling me it's not true?
The Jews have an Ark of the Covenant, and they open it up, and death beams come out? Like, oh, they'll know. I saw it in that movie.
Well, what sucks is if you just close your eyes, you'd be fine.
That's right.
Yeah, because your eyelids as we've learned from X-Men, mm-hmm. can, you know, end up shutting off the blast of Cyclops' evil doom that comes. He can shoot through a cement wall like nothing. But, oh, here, let me just cover my flesh in front of this. Then you're good.
The power of God, as he comes out of the Ark of the Covenant to kill evil, if you close your eyes, he can't see you. He's like a Tyrannosaurus. Just don't move and close your eyes, and God can't
this
kill you.
It's like reverse ostrich syndrome.
Santa's no, it's like the ghosts in Mario.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is just like the ghosts in Mario.
No, if you look at them, they don't come at you. But if you're not looking at them, they chase after you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's the anti-ghosts from Mario.
I'm very familiar with this, as Mario 3 is the only game I play.
It's a good choice, if it's going to be the only one. Santa, you were
yes.
interested to know whether or not scientists broke the speed of light.
Yes.
What did you heard about it, first of all? Because this had been in the news for a while throughout last year and this year.
Right. Just that they were able to end up supercharging light and shoving it around to, you know, beef it up. So we've since broken the speed of light.
So this is something they were doing at CERN, you know, the incredibly dangerous think tank super science laboratory in Switzerland. And I did a little research. I don't know if you had heard something more recent than this, but this news item seems to tell us that they did not break the speed of light, that it was a faulty wire.
Oh, really?
I know. I got your hopes up.
How does a faulty wire break the speed of light?
That's what I want to know. Apparently, when they were taking their measurements, that they were like, oh my god, this math works out. We're breaking the speed of light.
Actually, with light.
Yeah. They just had a bad, like, fiber optic cable or something, and they were interpreting the data incorrectly. So it's kind of a letdown.
Well, at least it's not that guy that does science fraud and claims stuff like, oh, he found the key to cold fusion.
Oh, him again?
Yeah, because he just did that, and he had some secret sauce that apparently solved the equation of getting cold fusion to work properly.
Yeah, there's a lot of science frauds. I mean, what's more dangerous, though? The people who are out there doing fraudulent science that misleads, or the people out there doing real science that create death rays and genetic giant crab monsters and mutations and all kinds of horrible things.
And could have turned the entire world's plants into alcohol.
Or just when they turn on the thing at CERN, that just creates a black hole that sucks the Earth in.
That almost happened. Yeah. The alcohol thing.
Oh, really?
I actually got this news firsthand from I'm not going to call him a buddy, but someone in the scientific community that I know, the evil scientific community. So they developed a microbe. Or discovered a microbe or something that could turn dead plant matter into ethanol.
Oh, nice.
And
I need that.
They did all of their testing in really controlled environments, and they didn't do a quote-unquote live test, like in a controlled cutoff environment.
Mm-hmm.
So they're about to ship this product all over the world until a third party came in and did some tests. Now, what they found is that this microbe would exist in all plant matter, and it was going to be in compost and fertilizer and everything. And what would have happened if they had shipped that product is the entire world's plants would have become ethanol within, like, days.
That's awesome.
Or weeks or something.
That's amazing.
So while that would have been really cool for a couple of days, ultimately not what human beings want. Now, I don't care, because I don't need
now,
food to live.
Come on, don't speak for all human beings, because you know what I'm really bad at is growing plants. You know what I'm really good at is drinking ethanol. So
right, you're also not very good at playing Street Fighter.
Well, okay, fair enough, but that has nothing to do with
which is the only game I play.
Wait, it's not the other one.
What was the other one? Can you remember?
I think he said Street Mario.
Fighter. No, I think he said Street Fighter before.
Yeah, yeah, I said Street Fighter. I would never.
Oh, okay. I guess I misheard you.
Okay.
I would never play Mario 3.
So here's another fun. This is kind of science. It involves a possible contact with an alien. A Labour politician that's in the UK has claimed that an extraterrestrial affair is ruining his marriage. Simon Parks, town councillor for Stakesby and Whitby, says he has had sex with the alien, who he refers to as the Cat Queen, around four times a year. Really, only four times a year? I'd move on, man.
Yeah, because the Cat Queen is a promiscuous little bitch.
Totally. I think he only has sex with his wife two times a year. So he doubles that when he cheats on her with this alien. He even claims to have fathered an extraterrestrial love child called Zarka. And
if you're going to end up naming the kid a space love child, and if the end product is that you want them to be able to live a life as a human that, you know, doesn't end up constantly getting made fun of and shit thrown at their face,
mm-hmm.
and all that fun jazz, you really should end up opting for something else.
I doubt that he was going to get custody, because first of all, he's already married and this was an affair. Second of all, the Cat Queen obviously has the means, because they're interstellar race of hyper-intelligent cat beings, and she's their queen. So, she's going to have a better life staying with her mother.
Yeah, this is all true. I know the Cat Queen, and... The only reason he only has sex with her four times a year, other than him just like not having a huge libido, is she has multiple sexual partners.
Well, yeah, the Cat Queen keeps cash, you know, and she's honest and forthcoming. But this guy is not, because he was cheating on his wife. He says, "My wife found out about it and was very unhappy." Clearly. But it is not on a human level, so I don't see it as wrong. Dude.
Wait. So arguing that it's okay to sleep with anything as long as it's not human.
Yeah, you just opened up a door.
If we're going to let dudes sleep with aliens, then what next? Guys sleeping with their dogs or marrying them?
Yeah, I mean...
Or share? It's okay, I was... totally just having this love a chair with a chair.
Oh, I thought you said share, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
That doesn't count as a human marital.
Now, the journalists, quote-unquote, asked him how this is going to affect his job as one of their politicians, and he says, "This is a personal matter. I'm more interested in fixing potholes or leaking roofs." And it's like, okay, but it wasn't like...
fixing the leaking roof with my dick.
It's not like some, like, investigative journalist or hacker found out about your alien love affair and published it. You went out and told everyone that you were having an affair with the Cat Queen. That's what you did. You did that. So don't get upset now when people ask you questions about your love affair with the alien Cat Queen. You can't have it both ways.
I think he just wanted to brag.
That's obviously what he's doing. He's like, "Hey, everybody, you're the Cat Queen from space."
I tapped that.
I tapped that. Now don't ask me anymore.
Don't stop asking about it.
Oh, God, you guys are terrible at this.
If you want to learn more, read my penthouse letter.
About the threesome that I had with my wife and the alien Cat Queen.
Alien Cat Queen. Oh. See, now that would be, if he was open and honest with both of them and they were into it, that would be different. But that's not what he did. He had to go sneaking around.
And now he's not having penthouse writing letters about his hot-ass wife.
He's not in the penthouse. He's in the doghouse. Oh.
Actually, he's in the cat house.
Oh, but nice.
If you really want to have... I mean, I don't have relationships because I'm not human. But if you want to have a relationship where you have multiple sexual partners and you're still with whomever is your significant other, you don't go around behind their back and sleep with the Cat Queen. You gotta, like you said, you have to be open about it and you have to communicate. And it's a lot of work if you want to sleep with aliens.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to go to their Craigslist posting, reply, come up with a meeting spot. It's terrible.
And then this kind of press puts the Cat Queen in danger because, I mean, guys like the one from earlier trying to make the X-ray Or the the death ray.
If he doesn't like Muslims coming into this country, he definitely doesn't want alien cat people coming here.
Right, and they're just doing it just to get a green card.
Do you know how many people that hate furries are out there? Mm-hmm. They would get a field day trying to kill this cat queen.
Let me just kind of...
Or, for the other hand, watch out for all the furries that are going to end up, you know, coming after the cat queen.
Let me just put you in a little context shift here. Let me let you think about this from the wife's perspective. Honey, this is really hard, but I feel like I have to be honest with you. I've been seeing another woman. It's the alien cat queen. Four times a year, I beam up into her rocket ship, and we have zero gravity sex, and it's amazing, and I'm sorry, but I'm going to give you more details. I mean, how do you respond to that?
And then it's like, one of them was on your birthday.
Oh, no.
You respond with, well, how'd she like it? Was it any good?
It's an amazing coincidence that you bring that up, because I have been having space sex with the King of Space.
Mm. And then they start hitting each other with folding chairs, and stagehands come and separate them.
Best domestic dispute ever.
The cops that end up showing up on the scene are just like, oh my god, I should have called off for this shift.
Dr. Tasty's Jerker needs to be punched in the face of the week.
Well, there's always jerks that need punching.
Who's it this week?
Welfare queens.
Welfare queens.
Yeah, taking advantage of the United States or other countries' social welfare systems.
Yeah.
Living it up, buying soda and chips.
Louis Gohmert told me that they were buying crab legs and plasma screen TVs.
Yeah. It's completely ridiculous. Yeah. So I actually went out and I tried to find some welfare queens. And I say they need to be punched in the face. This would be true if they actually existed. Because they don't.
Oh, you couldn't find any?
I couldn't find any of them.
You're telling me that you went out there to all of the millions and millions of people in the United States, and you couldn't find one person who lives on $4.50 a day who was buying luxury cars, crab legs, and plasma screen TVs. You couldn't find one.
Not a one.
What?
I looked on the internet.
How long did you look? Did you get sidetracked?
I looked for at least 2 months.
Wow.
This
predates the segment.
Far and wide. Now, the concept of a welfare queen is very aggravating to anybody.
Sure.
Even me, who I don't have feelings.
I want to punch the concept in the face.
So, Dr. Tasty's jerk who needs to be punched in the face of the week is the concept of the welfare queen.
Mm-hmm.
And those who perpetuate it.
So, Louis Gohmert.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Glenn Beck, but we already talked about him.
You can always revisit that. That's fine.
I mean, Glenn Beck told me personally that he thinks that all people on welfare should die in rotten hell for 1 million years, but, you know.
That's silly. Hell doesn't exist.
But he told you to not tell anybody and let it, quote, get out.
Yeah, he wanted me to leak it, but he also wanted to take a leak on a baby's face.
But then again, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
So you look at the baby, you kind of have to pee, and you go, man, there's nobody around, I can totally get away with this.
But his statement is also kind of wonky, because welfare queens don't exist. So he wants a fictional group of people to go to a fictional place. So is what he's saying is that he wants somebody to write a story about welfare queens going to hell and rotting for 1 million years?
I think what you're saying is Glenn Beck writes fan fiction.
He writes lower class fan fiction.
He is
poverty level fan fiction.
Look, when you told me that he peed on babies, I was like, that's pretty bad. when you told me that he hates minorities, I'm like, man, I really don't like this guy. When you told me that he writes fan fiction, I'm livid. I feel like I need to call for the death of Glenn Beck. Like, that's beyond the pale, man.
I mean, it is a harsh world we live in, and
why make it harsher by writing fan fiction?
Welfare Queen fan fiction.
I guess he's a fan of these Welfare Queens.
Is a Welfare Queen just a female? Because that's what actually, men can be queens, too.
It's all in your attitude.
But are there gay people who take advantage of the social welfare system? I'm not sure.
Or is there a disco song about Welfare Queens?
By ABBA?
Yes. Welfare Queen, very... something.
I think there's a lot of questions.
Something
and a
more.
Lot of details and, you know, avenues and little alleys to this problem that doesn't exist. So we probably need to, like, create a think tank and get a super PAC and put a lot of money to study and do reports on this problem that doesn't exist. So we'll start to organize that. I had one other news item for you guys, and it was about this ice cream shop in Silicon Valley and how they were doing. This is from Wired. But, you know, I don't even want to read it because I just look at it and all these pictures of people eating delicious ice cream. And then I read about the success of this ice cream place and they talk about all their different flavors. It just really makes me want ice cream. So I might have to stop recording and just go get ice cream.
Dude, I could go for some ice cream.
You want to go get some ice cream?
Let's go get some ice cream.
Okay. There's that place. There's that new place downtown that seems pretty cool because they've got it, the actual ice cream dispenser is this giant pink robot.
Oh wow, that's cool.
It's pretty neat. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I mean, imagine how fast and awesome ice cream shot from a pink robot's fingers would be.
I've heard about that robot that people like to say, "Let's go to the pink robot and get some delicious ice cream."
Is it only pink ice cream? Well, let's go find out. I don't want to take the rocket boots again. They were a little unstable last time.
I think Commodore Bob developed a new transit system for us.
What the hell is this thing?
I think it's a... It's
Do we
a pod.
Get in it?
Yeah, you get in it and it like launches you to your destination. It's like a...
Hence the catapult-looking thing that it's... connected to.
And I guess we'll get in. There's four seats, so one of us gets to put their feet up, but I really don't want to be. I've never been this close to either of you before. It's weirding me out.
Hey, that.
It's okay. Just go with the flow.
Shotgun.
It's odd. There is no shotgun. The whole thing is a shotgun.
We crashed through a building and then lodged ourselves in another building.
Come on, jerk! Who the hell parks their building right in the way of where all the pods come in? This is a pod landing zone!
Yeah, that was not a very graceful landing. We should have them work on that. But look, we're here!
That was a lot of fun, actually. The city is really behind on their infrastructure.
I'm gonna get salted caramel.
Ooh, that sounds good. Do they have that balsamic weird stuff?
Balsamic vinegar ice cream?
Yes.
Line around the block.
What the hell are these flavors?
I don't know. I mean, I'm glad it's a giant robot because we can see the menu listing even though we're like a block away.
Yeah, but...
It's also yelling... It's also yelling flavors at us.
Mine is not... Ooh, sherbet. I want some sherbet. Not pronounced sherbet.
I wonder if they have custard. I can't quite tell. It's a different section of the menu, maybe.
I think that says mustard.
No.
Uh.
Is there obviously, as far as moving, I'm not a very patient person.
Hey guys, order your ice cream or get out of the way.
Start blowing things up with my mind. Blow up orphanages that I've never even been to.
Do you see this glowing fist of mine? Oh yeah, yeah, you get out of the way.
Santa.
I'm thinking about not only just cutting the line, but killing everyone that's in front of me.
All right, we're getting
with
a little,
my sword.
We've been here for like a million hours, so obviously tensions are getting a little high. Santa, why don't you just go over to the robot and reprogram it?
Make it go fast.
Make the robot go faster now. Yeah.
Okay. Guys, get out of my way!
Tasty,
come on, hipster!
Tasty,
move!
You think
move
he knows how to do this, right? Like, he's been around Harp Jar and Commodore Bob enough to...
I can totally do that!
I think he has a superpower that allows him to learn the knowledge of people around him when they use their knowledge.
That's why he always beats me at Scrabble.
Is he just kicking it?
Yeah. He's using super kick.
I think this involves some sort of wires or something.
Nah, there's wires underneath this panel!
Oh no, look!
I'm just not bothering to move the panel!
It's actually working. The robot,
just rip them out.
The robot is actually changing, and I think we're improving it, because his eyes went from blue to red. So that means we made a difference, you guys. We made a difference in the world.
Totally good!
Hey, he's getting rid of the people in line for us.
Yeah, he's, why does an ice cream robot shoot flames? Why is that an option?
I think that's, the creme brulee flame.
God. The smell of these burning people offends me.
Yeah, this isn't very nice. Like, that's not creme brulee. You need to make that with cream or something.
Well, at least the line is getting shorter, but should we do something? I mean, this robot is rampaging of its own volition. It just decided to start rampaging. I guess we should stop it.
I guess, but these
people. Let me kick it again.
You kick it. Dr. Tasty, how about you and I?
I kicked it a few
create
times.
Like energy spheres and then combine the energy spheres and then shoot them at the robot.
That always works really well and has no consequences at whatsoever.
Okay.
Spear.
Blast.
Oh, I got hit by one of your guys' energy spheres.
No, sorry.
What the hell?
That was Dr. Tasty's energy sphere.
I think I need to take a shower.
Oh, wait.
Dr. Tasty.
That thing.
Dr. Tasty Punch!
Although we did combine the energy spheres, so I guess it was both of them.
Dr. Tasty Punch! Okay. Tasty Headblast.
Tasty! What the hell are you doing?
Those aren't the robot. Those are the people.
Funny, but you need to end up hitting the robot that's throwing flames all over the people. Not just punching the people that are on fire, that are
hold
being
on.
Bad.
Hold on. These people, they are not allied with the robot?
No, they want ice cream from the robot, just like us.
Because they were running in the same direction the robot was running. Just like ahead, like they were leading it places. Dr. Tasty Punch!
Dude, stop!
Fight the robot!
Alright, robot. You want a taste of this?
I think that means he does.
A taste, get it?
Is that your new catchphrase? I like it. His battle cry.
Dr. Tasty, fly in the air and do a bunch of stuff.
Put sprinkles on it! Sprinkles!
Give me that ice cream, damn it.
No, that's not ice cream. That's just weird milk.
I think that's napalm.
It's pre-ice cream.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's pre-ice cream.
Gross. Oh. all those people are dead. Well.
Oh, God.
Attention, citizens of the city. We have saved you from yet another unavoidable crisis. We are leaving. Now go away. Peace. Hey, shouldn't we, should we program this robot to, you know, not kill everybody that was all the robot's fault?
Yeah, we should. We should also program it to send us back, because we don't have a cannon on this end to shoot our pod.
So, no, if he throws us back instead of us walking.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it really wouldn't take that long, but...
It's across town.
I really don't want to bother.
No, I'm not doing that. And also, I don't know if you can program it to specifically... throw just our pod, or maybe just throw things in general, and then he'll throw our pod. I don't know. Santa, keep programming the robot. Hey,
I don't understand how
you're robot nuts.
I don't know, but it's working. Quick, get in the pod. He's doing it.
Yeah, here. There's a cool puddle over here.
Get in the pod.
Find a ball. Okay, fine.
Here's some sherbet. All right. Sherbet.
Oh man, this was a travesty and a tragedy. I got mint chip and I hate mint.
At least you had a bowl.
I thought I have my own
beard, and this is not gonna end up working well.
The robot served my ice cream in an oil pin.
Tasty. Turn around.
Hmm.
Well, rub this on your shoulder. Thanks.
Why?
Because I had ice cream on my hand.
Well, I already burned it up, so it's fine.
It's like a dog. You can just... He's like a walking napkin.
It was a fun little excursion, right?
I do like playing civilian baseball. That's a fun game.
Yeah. Although they don't seem to appreciate it that much, so... Luckily, they don't know who we are.
They're just sore losers.
Because the Revengers do not exist. So, since the Revengers do not exist, then they don't know who these people are that are doing these things. But we are...
Well, we do... We're here. We do exist. Just as far as they're concerned.
Right.
Not so much!
But they should still...
Screw you, super secret... Crime Fighter Organization.
What we do for them.
They should appreciate and glorify us, even though our whole intention is to remain secret.
Yes.
Otherwise, I just don't feel appreciated. Hey, Dr. Tasty.
Mm.
Didn't you tell me once that your favorite game was the E.T. game for Atari?
Well, that is the only game I play.
So, did you know that the reason you can't find thousands of E.T. games or Pac-Man is because they were buried out in the desert back in the 80s, right?
Did somebody attack it with a steam crushing thing that you smash it with?
I don't think they actually crushed it. I think they just kind of landfilled them and covered it up. I mean, maybe they paved over it. You can't get to it, but the cartridges are still in there. And now a documentary crew is going to unseal it and go inside and, I guess, like Geraldo, like take a picture of it and say, there it is. Thousands of E.T. games.
I hope they can defend themselves from the forgotten game cartridges wraith.
Oh, yeah. Well, all the ghosts of those dead games combine to create a, like, super ghost.
Poltergeist. When you create a tomb, you create opportunities for hauntings. And E.T., with its especially negative energy surrounding it, will probably have a really nasty ghost, and we will probably have to save them.
When they're especially horrible to begin with, and then you turn them into a ghost, it's like those types of ghosts that can definitely interact with you physically and kill you. That definitely happens and exists. That's what they are. That's what they do. Do we have any recommendations from our wiki for this week?
Recommendations.
Are there ghosts on the wiki?
Let's see. Oh yeah. Ghosts. GOASTS. And they spelled ghost wrong in the article a couple of times.
Yeah. Who wrote this? It's nonsense.
I have no idea.
Mm. There's no way to check.
Total nonsense, which is why you should check it out at our wiki.
Another good page to check out is our page on death.
Oh, yeah.
It has a nice video.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a picture.
To tell them, it's a video of every instance that the Fraggles talk about death, which is a lot, apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah.
In the article, it does correctly address the concept of characterizing death, which is completely retarded, because death, the Grim Reaper, doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, he doesn't exist, but he is an asshole, and there are lots of them.
Lots Grim of assholes? Reapers.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of Reapers, and they're total douche nozzles, and
Did you say not nozzle or schnozzle?
You know, it's open to interpretation.
He's not saying douche nozzle. He's saying douche nozzle.
Yeah.
Okay.
But please, douche nozzle for us.
Well, Santa, do you have any recommendations for us this week?
Yes, I have a product that I myself have personally not tried, which is why I feel perfectly safe recommending it to the masses. You should try your very own wearable sleeping bag. If you like wearing sweatpants all day, then you will probably love wearing a wearable sleeping bag. It has the ability to end up having you take a nap anywhere. It's perfect for homeless people or just people that are out in the cold too much. Try a wearable sleeping bag. You can find them online probably for like $80 or something like that.
The key demographic is homeless people, but it could also be people who are waiting in line for Black Friday or
like ice cream.
Or an ice cream. Yeah, if you were the first person in that line to get killed, you probably did so because you stayed there overnight in a wearable sleeping bag, and thus deserved your fate. On that note, thank you, Santa.
No problem.
I guess if there's nothing else, we will return next time to your Avengers podcast and stuff. And what do we always tell them?
You can go to Kmart and get a lot of good deals.
No.
Hey, do you have any change?
No. Not it.
Get the fuck out of the way.
Sometimes we do say that. But also, if we can't save you, you're fucked.
That was a... Yeah.